Follow-up examinations of the mice in all these experiments looked at the strengths of connections between nerve cells within part of the brain called the ventral tegmental region. This region regulates, among other things, motivation and reward-related social behaviour. Nerve signals are carried by the movement of ions, electrically charged atoms, so the team were able to measure connection strength by monitoring the flow of ions at the junctions between nerve cells in this region. Strong connections with lots of ion flow indicated that social experiences were rewarding. These were normal in the mice exposed to L. reuteri, which makes sense since animals treated with the bacterium sought out more social experiences. Conversely, weak connections, those with little ion flow, indicated that social experiences were not triggering a reward. Such weak connections were found in animals that had not been exposed to the bacterium. The researchers suspected that such effects were controlled by signals from the gut that are being transmitted by the vagus nerve, which connects gut and brain. To test this idea, they cut that nerve in selected animals. In these animals, subsequent treatment with L. reuteri failed to abolish their autistic symptoms. The crucial aspect of this work is L. reuteri's wide availability, an availability approved by regulators such as America's Food and Drug Administration. This existing approval, which means L. reuteri poses no known health hazard, simplifies the process of organising clinical trials. Clearly, autism in people is more complicated than a mere willingness to associate with others, and getting too excited about a mouse trial is usually a mistake. But in Dr. Costamattioli's view, his results, which have been replicated in part by Evan Elliott's laboratory in Bar-Ilan University, Israel, would justify embarking on at least preliminary trials intended to determine whether L. reuteri has positive effects on people with autism, and might thus be worth pursuing. Others agree. Sarkis Masmanian of the California Institute of Technology works in the same area. He says of these results, "I think the bar is now very low for getting this research moved on to human trials, since most people already have these bacteria inside them, and we know there are few, if any, safety or toxicity issues." The general availability of L. reuteri does, however, bring with it another possibility, that people will conduct their own off-label trials, either on themselves or on their children. Dr. Masmanian is cautious about that idea. "I don't know if there is a barrier to people buying and using this stuff now. It may be strain-specific, and the paper does not state which strain or strains were used," he says. At the moment, Dr. Costamattioli is unwilling to divulge that information. He is expecting to publish another paper soon, though, with more details. In practice, it may be hard to discourage people from testing L. reuteri's effects themselves. All the more reason to do properly conducted trials quickly.